Do you ever wonder whether Padre Pio is still busy helping people today? Stay tuned to hear inspiring stories that I'm sure will interest you. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Hello everyone! Before we delve into today's testimonies, I want to express my heartfelt gratitude for the overwhelming support, feedback, and personal stories that you, our viewers, have shared with us. Your words continue to inspire us, and today, I'm thrilled to highlight a few of these remarkable testimonies. Our first testimony comes from Julio Q, who shares his memorable encounter during a prayer in Mexico City. Listen to this. While on a business trip over 20 years ago in Mexico City, I went to pray briefly at the new Basilica of Guadalupe. As I prayed with unusual intensity, I smelled a strong, pleasant fragrance around me. At first, I thought a woman might be sitting nearby, wearing a lot of expensive perfume. I looked around and saw no one nearby for about 10 yards in any direction. Not too many months later, my prayer on that day was answered. Throughout my life, I've noticed a discernible difference between cheap perfumes and expensive ones. I suppose many of you have as well. It's intriguing how several accounts describe these mystical fragrances as expensive perfumes, which truly emphasizes their celestial origin. Thank you, Julio Q, for sharing your experience with us. Our next testimony is shared by Pauline M, who witnessed a miraculous intervention in her father's life. This is her testimony. Last year in December, my dad was admitted to the ICU. He later experienced a cardiac arrest, but the doctors managed to rescue him. The doctor said there is a 50-50 chance of recovery due to high levels of carbon dioxide in his body. The Holy Spirit inspired me to call on St. Padre Pio and request a Holy Mass. On January 2nd, my dad woke up. He is not a Catholic, but he asked me if the priest who visited him can baptize him. Thank you, St. Pio, for interceding for my dad, Jeffrey. Amen. I must say, I was truly moved when I read about Jeffrey's request to be baptized by the visiting priest. Padre Pio is indeed still in action. Pauline, I sincerely hope that your father received the baptism he desired. Thank you for sharing this touching testimony with us. Our final testimony comes from Rosa, who shares a compelling anecdote of Padre Pio's intervention during an exorcism. Peace be with you all. A story happened in the Philippines. A once-possessed man said Padre Pio appeared when they were performing exorcism rites for him. Padre Pio lectured him about watching too much TV. Padre Pio is always interceding for us. He is very close to Jesus and Our Lady. It's interesting how Rosa's testimony aligns with the concerns Padre Pio had regarding the influence of TV. He was known to caution against TV usage, recognizing its potential to disrupt family life. I recall reading Padre Pio telling someone, "The man who invented the refrigerator went to heaven, but the man who invented the television," then he pointed his finger down. Nowadays, we see parents giving smartphones to ever younger children, recklessly fostering screen addictions from an early age. Rosa, your testimony serves as a timely reminder of the destructive power of such addictions and the wisdom in Padre Pio's guidance. Thank you for sharing this thought-provoking testimony with us. And thank you for listening. Please keep sending us your testimonies. They are a huge spiritual uplift for all of us. And please, give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Just click the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio. Dear friends, our ardent goal and desire with this YouTube apostolate is to inspire people so they do not give up hope and faith in God in these certainly very trying times. This is our ardent goal and desire. But to accomplish this for the long term, this following Padre Pio project needs to be financially self-sustaining. We also aim for a bigger and better apostolate. Our Protected Child of Padre Pio program helps us to fulfill both of these important goals for the salvation of souls, souls for whom our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross. We have regular Masses celebrated for those who join. These Masses will be celebrated especially for your intentions, as well for any intentions Padre Pio may have. By joining, you'll also be a part of a network of Padre Pio devotees all praying for each other. Additionally, you will receive one or more beautiful gifts as a token of our gratitude. A personalized A4 certificate of appreciation, confirming your inclusion in our monthly or weekly Padre Pio Masses. An A5 full-color printed photo. To me, it's certainly one of the more beautiful photos of Padre Pio. His goodness and charisma really seem to shine through. It's an A5 size and ready to frame. A prayer booklet of Padre Pio's favorite prayers, printed specially for you. And depending on your level of support, we will send you this beautiful statue of Padre Pio. Sacred Scripture says, "Those who instruct many to justice shall shine as stars for all eternity." By becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, you will be helping souls in need. Padre Pio promised he would wait for his spiritual children at the gates of heaven. Find out more by clicking the link in the description below.